promised to Adam and Eve an heir that would redeem Adam and Eve and eventually all humanity from the curse of sin, the sin of disobedience and lawlessness brought upon humanity in the garden. And as we have all learned in the Word of God and Luther's Small Catechism, sin is every thought, desire, word, and deed which is contrary to God's law. Now, throughout all human history, God pictured the coming redemptive king through various images of his promise, of his providence, provision, his protection. David saw God's redemptive glory in the return of the Ark of the Covenant from Obed-Edom to Jerusalem, to the place of worship. God's sanctuary was now in Zion, the temple. The glory of the Lord is coming to his people. This redemption, proclaimed in the name of the Lord for God's people, crushed the evil head of sin, Satan, and our sinful flesh, and returned us to himself in his reconciling word, worship and witness of his Son, Jesus Emmanuel. Jesus, meaning Savior from sin. Emmanuel, God with us. So King David proclaimed in our meditation text this morning from Psalm 24, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. God's only begotten Son, Jesus, comes to the world in three ways. First, as the promised Son, David's Lord, the world's Savior, Mary's incarnate Son. Secondly, he comes to us in our hearts by grace through faith in our baptism, not of ourselves, but as the ultimate gift of God. And thirdly, in his great second coming of the ages, the end of time. Now, we could spend a lot of time this morning me trying to convince you the world needs to be rescued from itself. The onslaught of brokenness, destruction, disease, death is all around us. And we make it worse ourselves with selfish ambitions, hatred of others, and self-centered greed. Genesis 6 tells us, "And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." Apostle Paul spoke in 2 Timothy of the days of lawlessness. When we look around us through the eyes of sin, we could easily become downcast and heartbroken because of the evil in our world. We've all heard the phrase, man's inhumanity to man. The phrase refers to human cruelty, barbarity, or lack of pity and compassion toward other humans. Mankind's ability to see and treat other people as less than human. I remember Marjorie sharing with me how her parents, at the time who lived in Bishop, California, we were living in Los Angeles County. They had become very scared for us living where we lived. The news they saw on TV was always bad. It was always violent. They were concerned for our safety and the safety of their children and grandchildren. And if bad news was all we had, we would quickly give up. But there's good news. God's hope. God's peace, God's joy, God's love, as we proclaim in the coming of our Advent King of Glory. It's the promise of our God for his people. Good news in a bad news world. Christ is the King of glory. We're reminded in 2 Corinthians that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is Lutheran Women in Mission Sunday. Remember the mission work of God's people. Christ's church is to proclaim the gospel to all. At Redeemer, once a month, we stand and state our given mission is to connect people with Jesus. Luke 24, Jesus reminds the Emmaus disciples of this promise. Then he, Jesus, opened their minds so they could understand the scripture. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. The repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have clothed with power from on high." Through the good news, through the gospel, the people of God have received the power of God's salvation and are called to proclaim the gospel to all people, to Greeks and to barbarians, to the wise and to the foolish. The answer to a dying world is the gospel. The gospel is our only hope. As the King of glory comes in and through the gospel, as we are buried with him in baptism and raised with him to a new life. Romans 6, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In this new life creation, God provides us with every means of grace we need to fight off every kind of evil with his word. And his word was, "It is written." And his ultimate word, "It is finished." Through word and sacrament, God provides temporal and eternal means for receiving the King of glory right now, today, and throughout eternity. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." The gospel is a life-changing message. The gospel is a transforming message of God for the world. It changed Martin Luther's life from one seeking to appease the wrath of God by doing good works to one who received the good grace of God in Christ and who brought the gospel back to the church of God. The world has been in the throes of sinful behavior since the fall. Oftentimes, we make believe our times are the worst of times, and surely we've seen some horrific and horrible atrocities in our time. Wars, the senseless killing of babies, children, adults, poverty, homelessness, addictions, every kind of evil one can imagine. We would surely give up, but for the grace of God. As Noah found favor in the eyes of God, so we too find favor. We find grace in our King, Jesus. And as we look beyond the brokenness of humanity to the blessed hope of his coming in his resurrection. Like King David, we look to a heavenly King. King David knew a thing or two about a dark, inhospitable world, even in his own life and family. But David, a man after God's own heart, we're told in Acts, found hope from the darkness in the light of God's grace. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, reminds us that the mission of the church, and not just for the LWML, is to pray for all people. In 1 Timothy, we're told, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself up for a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. A little fearful child, sleeping alone in the darkness of her room, cried out to mom and dad as the storm rolled across her Midwest town. And for those of you who have lived in the Midwest, that's some pretty big lightning and thunder sometimes. Mom, Dad, come in here, she cried in the dark of the night as the storm rolled and roared as if it was in her room with her. Mom and Dad consoled her and reminded her that they were in the next room and God's in the room with her, so she need not fear. They encouraged her to go back to sleep. Awakened repeatedly by the rolling and roaring storm, she said to her parents the last time they entered the room, I know you said God is in here with me, but I need someone here with a little skin on them. As we look through the heavenly eyes of the King of glory in the darkness of our sinful world, then we clearly see the promise, providence, provision, and protection of God for his people in Jesus the Christ. A God with skin on him. A God who took on flesh and blood and the sin of humanity in his body, made his way down a road of humanity in his body. Agony, pain, suffering, nailed to a tree, and died for the sins of the world. Died for your sins. Died for my sins. May this LWML Sunday remind us to be missionaries and share the gospel throughout the world so that all will know of Jesus, the Christ, God's coming King of glory, who provides reconciliation to all who believe in him, everlasting life, now and in eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.